What's going on, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to another episode of Locked On Blue Jays on the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your co-host, Lucas Weiss, here for another episode of Locked On Blue Jays, and we have a ton to talk about on today's episode of the show. Of course, the Blue Jays lose a series to the Tampa Bay Rays after the Rays shellack the Blue Jays 7-1 at the Trop. It's the first series loss for the Blue Jays since August. But before we get into that, though, please follow me at Wii Sports on Twitter, where I'm going to be on Sportsnet, ESPN's The Undefeated, USA Today, Complex, all those outlets, as well as play-by-play for Saga 960 AM. Like I said off the top, we're going to have a busy show today. First up, of course, we're going to talk about what everyone is talking about on the TL right now, which is Ryan Borecki planking Kevin Kiermaier in the eighth inning and what the implications of that are, and my thoughts on the whole Cardgate situation that happened at the Trop. Then we're going to get into the pitching, which took place today, and the concern levels of Ross Stripling and Taylor Saucedo. And then finally, a look ahead to the Minnesota Twins series and just how impactful that four-game series is going to be in this playoff race. Now, before we get to the episode, though, please check out Locked On MLB, because you got to join Baseball Encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call him Sully every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past, featuring exciting guest interviews and routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts. Subscribe to Locked On MLB today on the Audacity app, wherever you get your podcasts. And that's a reminder as well to please like, rate, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts for Locked On Blue Jays, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. All right. Ryan Borecki planking Kevin Kiermaier. Obviously, for those of you who have tuned into this podcast the last couple of days, Cardgate has sort of been the lingering theme of this series. And it obviously started first game of the series when Kevin Kiermaier picked up the card after sliding into home that Alejandro Kirk dropped. Of course, Kiermaier didn't give back the card. He took it to the Rays dugout. The Blue Jays bat boy went to try to get the card. That attempt failed. Trey Montoyo, Kevin Cash, the general managers of both teams chatted. And Trey Montoyo said after Tuesday night's win that it was water under the bridge. In fact, in Montoyo's words, agua under the bridge. Well, after Wednesday, I don't think so. Because Ryan Borecki in the eighth inning with Kevin Kiermaier up to bat decided to plank right in the middle of the back Kevin Kiermaier. This, of course, led to both benches coming out. It led to, of course, Borecki getting ejected. Pete Walker was very animated on the field. I mean, bless you, Pete Walker, because he was encapsulating what a lot of Blue Jays fans were feeling after that situation. He gets ejected. And I just think it boiled over from what was, I would argue, a very frustrating series for the Jays. I know the Jays did finally get a win at the Trop, but they did lose the series. They're now in a virtual tie against the New York Yankees for that second wild card spot. And let's be honest, the umpiring was not the best. I mean, every single game, the umpire crew, Joe West, trended on Twitter. So when that happens, you know that the umpiring wasn't great. So I think that was a lot of the motivation behind Pete Walker's frustrations. I don't necessarily think it was him being upset because Borecki would get ejected. Look, when you plank someone and the umpires think there is intent, which they thought in that case, Borecki's going to get ejected. That's just the reality. I mean, Alek Manoah earlier in the season got ejected for me, far less worse than what Ryan Borecki did. So there we are. At the end of the day, the series is over. I guess Blue Jays players got what they quote-unquote thought as retaliation. The Rays are currently going to the postseason for the third straight year. The Blue Jays are fighting for their playoff lives. They still have a four-game series against Minnesota, then a three-game series against the Yankees, followed by a three-game series against the Orioles to conclude the season. And I ask you, what does this accomplish? Because I really believe that this whole Cardgate situation, first of all, I think was blown out of proportion. And I said it on yesterday's show. I think it was blown out of proportion. The fact of the matter is, look, I understand that players are paranoid, that sports teams are paranoid. Everyone's trying to gain an advantage. But to me, what's more important here than cards and cards falling and all that stuff is getting into the postseason and beating a good team like the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, I think a question that does come out of this is how did it impact the Rays? Because clearly today, the Rays hitters attacked the Blue Jays pitchers, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. But that clearly was the case. I mean, Ross Stripling and Taylor Saucedo were just not comfortable on the mound. Look, Ryan Barucki, I don't think, you know, he's probably going to get suspended for this. I think that's a reasonable assumption. For how long, who knows. But I just don't like the call. I mean, look, Ryan Barucki could say what he said in his post game about it being accidental and all that. Sniff through the BS, Blue Jays fans, because Ryan Barucki, he's trying to not get a suspension. He's not going to say, oh, I intentionally hit a guy. No. No, he's not going to say that. He's trying to soften the blow here by making it seem like it was accidental. It was not accidental. It was very clear-cut, intentional. Now, was it warranted? I don't think so. I don't think so because this was something that, to me, seemed like it was more the Blue Jays' fault, if we're being honest. I mean, sure, Kevin Kiermaier should not have gone and picked up the card and taken it. But you know what? Welcome to professional sports, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to professional sports. Where teams, where players, regardless of their payroll, regardless of their mystique, they're going to try to gain a competitive advantage. And that's what the Rays did. So the Blue Jays have every reason to be upset. But I thought yesterday, it was water under the bridge, according to Blue Jays manager Charlie Montoyo. Well, clearly not. Clearly not if Ryan Barucki is delivering a 93-mile-per-hour fastball right into the back of Kevin Kiermaier. It's a bad look. It's a bad look for a team that is trying to get into the playoffs. For a team that's trying to show that they are one of the top teams to face in the American League. Now, I think it solidifies what Sportsnet's Arash Madani reported, that the Blue Jays were pissed, and absolutely. I mean, they don't want their secrets revealed or gone or whatnot. But that's why you adjust. You find a way to adjust so that the secrets, the cards, they don't lead to as great of an issue as it has. And look, I think Blue Jays fans and Blue Jays players have every reason to be upset at Kevin Kiermaier with the comments. I mean, he seemed to scoff the comments. He obviously wanted to move on. And look, cheating and integrity, we want the integrity of the game to be intact. Look what we saw with the Astros sign stealing. Look what we've seen throughout baseball. It's littered with examples of teams trying to gain an unfair competitive advantage. And this is why we see pitchers speak to players with their mitts over their mouths. It's why in football you see coaches with boards over their mouths, because they don't want other teams to steal the play or steal the sign. But your team is down 7-1. The game is over. You need as many arms in the bullpen as you possibly can. And Ryan Borucki decides to do that. Look, I'll end this here. I think that this situation boiled over. I think that this Blue Jays team needs to take a hard look at itself to regroup, and I think they will. But to me, when you look at this situation, I think you have two wrongs in this. Sure, what the Rays did was wrong, taking the card. But what do you expect? This is professional sports. And I know that sounds like a cop-out answer, but let's not deem professional sports teams and players as holy saints. They're not. They want to win. And from the Blue Jays, clearly it still lingered. And it lingered throughout the rest of the series. And to me, I admire what Alec Manoah did on Tuesday for not even engaging in it. That's what the Rays want. The Rays want that. The Rays fans certainly wanted that. If you look on social media, the Rays fans are having a field day with the Toronto Blue Jays. And to that I say, it shows you how much Alejandro Kirk can trigger a fan base. That's all I'll say on that. The Blue Jays, of course, lost to the Tampa Bay Rays on Wednesday 7-1. And I think a problem that could be a cause for concern was the depth pitching today, particularly of Stripling and Saucedo. We'll talk about that coming up. But first, let me talk to you about DirecTV. I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings you live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. When I heard how many athletes sleep on a molecule mattress and call it their best sleep ever, I ordered one for myself and they spot on. I mean, I'm no elite athlete, but boy, sometimes I do wake up with a stiff neck or back, and molecule mattress definitely did the trick for me. So molecule sleep scientists literally created the world's most perfect mattress. And it's unlike any mattress in a box. It's cool to the touch. It has 6 times the airflow of my old mattress. And it has zone reflex layers that adjust with me in all my weird sleep positions. So sleep on your molecule mattress risk-free for 100 nights. And you won't have just the most deep sleep. You'll have the most restorative sleep ever. Visit onmolecule.com and save 20%. With promo code locked on. Again, save 20% with promo code locked on at onmolecule.com. All right, let's get back to the pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays today. And obviously the Jays, this was going to be a bullpen game for them. This would have been Hyunjin Ryu's normal start, but because Ryu's on the 10-day IL, it was going to be a bullpen game. And There's nothing much to say. The bullpen did not do their job. The Rays got 11 hits. They got 7 runs on those 11 hits, and 6 of those 7 runs came in the third inning. Ross Stripling, he gave up 5 earned runs on 5 hits. And then Taylor Saucedo gave up 2 earned runs on 4 hits. So, look, I mean, I understand it's a bullpen game. I understand that these guys aren't going to last long, but they need to do a better job than that. And this is a big September game. This is a moment where you got to just find your way. And let's face it, Ross Stripling has just not been the same. And at the end of the day, the Blue Jays wanted at least 3 innings from Stripling today. That was their hope. Instead, they got 1 1/3 with 4 runs allowed. So, for me, look, this is concerning, especially with the health of Hyunjin Ryu, and we've heard that Ryu probably is going to be out for that Yankees start. I mean, it'd be very unlikely for him to be in that situation. So, with what you saw today from the bullpen, from the Stripling, Saucedos of the world, I mean, how concerned are you when they take on the Yankees with Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge? Look, I'm very concerned. And I think for the Blue Jays, at the end of the day, if they want to find a way to line up how they want to line up for a potential game 162 or a potential wild card game, they're going to need to find a way. And let's face it, those guys were just giving up too many hard hit balls. I mean, Ross Stripling, his third ball hit was 105 mile per hour plus, and it was just in one inning alone. It's just tough. I mean, it's just tough for a team that has postseason aspirations. They've had such good starting pitching for the large majority of the year. And then they have a game like this, and it's a game where you got to find a way to win. I'm sorry, you got to find a way to win. And unfortunately, that just did not happen today. In a very critical situation, your team is trying to keep pace, and look, they just didn't do it. I mean, Saucedo, he gave up 4 hits in 1 1/3. Now, is this having to do with Kiermaier taking the card? Who knows? I mean, Blue Jays fans will speculate. I'm not going to do that. I think you just got to pitch better. You got to find your command. You got to find your spots. And I know that the Rays have a good lineup. They're one of the best teams in baseball for a reason. But they just smacked Stripling and Saucedo around. And I just think for me, this is where I'm concerned going forward. What if the starting pitchers don't have a good day? What if it's just not their day? Who are going to be the guys coming out of the bullpen that can get you 2-3 good innings? And we see this in the postseason all the time. It's becoming more and more part of baseball in 2021. Where starting pitchers aren't going the distance. They're not going long, and you're going to need guys to come out of the bullpen to throw 2 or 3 really good innings. If the starting pitchers can't have good starts, like if they can't go 4, 5, 6 innings, the Blue Jays are in a mess. Because I don't know what Ross Stripling's health is like. I don't know about Taylor Saucedo. I mean, the one guy who I thought looked okay today was Anthony Castro coming back from the Buffalo Bisons. Now, the Blue Jays are going to have to make a decision. I mean, was that just the fact that his team was way down and he just felt loose and pitched well? But I really liked his pitches. He showed variety on the mound. He was finding his spots. He had velocity. Didn't give up any runs. That's a good thing. So the Blue Jays are going to have to make some decisions. But I really am concerned when the Blue Jays get in a situation where they're starting pitchers like Robbie Ray or Alek Manoah or Steven Matz or Jose Barrios don't have good starts for whatever reason, and then they get the quick yank, and who do you go to? That, to me, is going to be the telling tale of this Blue Jays team. I'm hoping that doesn't happen. Believe me, I'm the eternal optimist on the show. I believe it won't happen, but it does create cause for concern. A look ahead to the next series, a critical one. Four-gamer against the Minnesota Twins. All of that will be coming up next. But first, let me talk to you about betonline.ag. We're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on to start another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, betonline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Let me also talk to you about Rock Auto. Look, Rock Auto, with all the increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now almost impossible to find your local auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning like, is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. Well, there's a solution. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30, 50, or even 100% more for the same parts from a chain or car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business. It's been serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and it has prices that are reliably low for every customer. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. So the Toronto Blue Jays leave the Trop. The house of horrors that the Tropicana Field is for the Blue Jays. And they now head to Target Field to take on the Minnesota Twins. Of course, the Blue Jays, they just had a series against the Twins. And it was a good one. I mean, the Twins did win that first game 7-3. But the Jays then won the next three games 6-2, 5-3, 6-2 and 5-3. This is a big series for the Jays, and that's even an understatement. Every game is so important, but let's face it, the Twins, they're out of it. They're not competing for a playoff spot. So now is the time. Now is the opportunity to feast and to find a way to win yet another series, especially with a little over a week to go in the regular season. Look, the Blue Jays, they need to find a way to regroup. I think that this series against the Rays, it was revealing, but it was emotional. I mean, Kevin Kiermaier said after the game, we want to play this team in the playoffs. And you know what? I think Blue Jays fans want the Rays too. I think it's turned into a really fascinating rivalry with everything going on. But now, I think a new scenery will help. I think they'll regroup. They need to find their bats. I mean, let's face it, the Jays lost 7-1 on Wednesday to the Rays, and they only had 4 hits and 1 run. Once again, that's a little bit concerning. And look, I understand that this lineup is prolific. I understand that they can find ways to get hot, but they got to find it soon. They got to find it soon against a Twins team that, let's be honest, they found a way to score 7 runs against them not too long ago. I do think the Jays will rebound. I really do. I think they're in it for the long haul, this team. And we've seen it time and time again this year where they may have lost a tough series, they may have had tough games, but they just find a way. Charlie Montoyo has said that consistently, and I just think that that will be the case. Steven Matz, he'll be on the mound as he makes his 28th start of the year for the Blue Jays in this contest. Of course, he comes in with 13-7 record, 3.84 ERA, a 1.315 whip, 40 walks, and 133 strikeouts, over 140.2 innings of work. Of course, he just won a game against the Twins last Saturday. I think Matz has been terrific. And I think, again, he's someone that can provide some stability to the mound after what happened in the bullpen game. For the Twins, Michael Pineda will take the mound. He hasn't been great, 7-8 with a 3.74 ERA. Of course, he earned that win against the Blue Jays last Friday night. But he hasn't been great at home. 3-4, 3.94 ERA, 10 walks. Not the best stuff. So, I think when you're looking at this game, I mean, Toronto's in the thick of a heated AL wild card chase. They're clearly the best team of these two. Matz has done well on the road this season. He's actually going for his 4th consecutive road win as the starting pitcher. Look, I just think that with the way the Blue Jays are playing right now, they're still a very dangerous ball club. They're going to find a way to get going with their offense. So I like the Blue Jays to win on Thursday. I like them to win this series. Now, if you're doing a little bit of scoreboard watching, the Yankees and the Red Sox are squaring off against each other for a critical 3-game series. Obviously, one of these teams, the Jays, are going to gain on. So it's actually sort of nice that the schedule has worked out so well that these two teams are facing off against each other. So I think for the Jays, again, it's just about keeping winning. You got to find a ways to win ball games. I think what I saw, getting one at the Trop when Alec Manoah wasn't having his best stuff, that to me was very critical. That to me showed a lot of people that the Jays can find ways when they're not playing well. Heck, they gave up 11 walks and still won a ball game. It just goes to show you how good this team can be. Now, are there areas where they need to improve? Absolutely. They have, you know, the 2 losses they had against the Rays pitchers found a way to really stymie that offense. And I think the Rays pitchers on Wednesday, they just found ways to throw a lot of balls outside of the plate. They threw fastballs high, breaking balls low and away. They didn't really throw anything much over the middle of the plate in that inside portion of the plate. And you can just see that the Blue Jays hitters really struggle with that. So how are they going to overcome that? Remains to be seen. The Rays are a very good ball club. They're the best team in the American League for a reason. Now you go into Minnesota, a team that isn't as good as Tampa. You can find your confidence once again. Remember, this is their first series loss. since August. They've had an incredible September. So I know it can be cause for concern. You could get anxious after what we just saw on Wednesday with tempers flaring and the emotions running high. But this Blue Jays team is in it for the long haul. And I wouldn't sleep on this team one bit. They are still a dangerous team to meet once the postseason starts. Locked On Blue Jays is not going away. And we're going to continue to have post-game podcasts throughout the four-game series against the Minnesota Twins, heading into the weekend, and then, of course, looking ahead to the final two series of the regular season, Yankees, followed by the Orioles at Rogers Center. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That does it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to Locked On Blue Jays. Before I let you all go, make sure to follow Locked On Bets. Betting on the Major League Baseball doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, Ron team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. And that's a reminder, wherever you get your podcasts, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, that's where you can find Locked On Blue Jays. So make sure to leave a like, a subscribe, all that fun stuff. It's been fun co-hosting this show. I'm going to be back tomorrow. So thanks so much for tuning in, Blue Jays fans, to Locked On Blue Jays. My name is Lucas Weiss. Have yourselves a wonderful night.